This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
We've been talking for a long time about the contamination of water here in Michigan with PFOAs, PFAS, PFOAs, PFCs, a whole host of these long purofluorocarbon chains that are man-made, existing in things that, you know, stain-resistant chemicals that go into your carpet, clean your car. They're involved with chroming and in manufacturing. They're everywhere. They're ubiquitous. And they're in firefighting foam that's been used by the U.S. military all over the world, basically since the early 1960s, because it works great on fires that, you know, affect jet fighters and airplanes and marine craft and so forth. Now, Congressman Dan Kildee is calling on the Trump administration to release a study on a nationwide water contamination crisis that affects Michigan as well. He's on the program with us now. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And this is a big issue, and I don't doubt that you have an understanding of what's going on here, but we have contamination not just in Oscoda here at Wurfsmith Air Force Base, but in Grayling, at the Air National Guard stations. Every place there's been a military installation. Every place that ever had done chroming in Michigan, 2,000 locations, car washes, manufacturing facilities for General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, all of these places and all the related industries put these sorts of chemicals into the water. What we're seeing in Rockford, Michigan is one small example, correct?
It is, and your lead into this is absolutely correct. Number one, the science is evolving really quickly around these PFAS. You know, it wasn't known exactly how toxic they were until just recently. And it's a ubiquitous condition. It's everywhere. Even in the military, there are potentially 700 sites. The one that I have been focused on, obviously, is what's taking place up in Oscoda. And the reason that became such a trigger point is that the PFAS has leached into well water, and obviously that's a real problem for some of the people who live up there. So this is a significant issue. The science is changing quickly, and that's why it's so important to get this information out when it comes available. This most recent study may indicate that the PFAS are much more dangerous than what was even recently determined.
That's right, and companies like 3M and others created ScotchGuard. ScotchGuard, one of the chemicals out there that contains these chains. Now, back in October, we had Bob Delaney on here from the Department of Environmental Quality here in Michigan. He wrote a report back in 2011 and 12 outlining the problems here in Michigan that was pretty soundly and roundly ignored here in Michigan, a very long report. And he says the problem, Congressman, is that the problem is so huge across the country. He named places like Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, being the dirtiest, filthiest water in America. He said the problem is it's too big to pay for. You can't fix it. It's enormous. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, I think we have to prioritize the most egregious and most difficult situations where we have water systems, for example, drinking water impact that we need to prioritize. But, you know, he makes a very good point. This could be a problem that's much larger than anyone anticipated and so big that it's going to be hard for us to put our heads around. I think initially where we have seen, for example, the use of firefighting foam, where the product is literally sprayed onto the ground, we see really high concentrations, and I think we're just going to have to prioritize.
And that's exactly, by the way, what happened at Wurfsmith, exactly what you're describing, because at Wurfsmith they did a lot of training, and they didn't know. They were out there from 1965 on at Wurfsmith training with this firefighting foam on practice fires and spraying it right onto the ground over and over and over. The problem is these chemicals cause cancer. They've been linked to autism, thyroid disease, and a whole host of health problems. And so you've got to look at all this, and it could be systemic. You look at some of the people that lived at Wurfsmith, and there are now anecdotal stories of people that live there. You know, they have complete hysterectomies in their early 20s and other issues right. Like that. I mean, there's all sorts of problems, Congressman. It's going to be an enormous problem. It spreads across this nation.
It really is, and we've got to get our arms around how big the problem is. It's one of the reasons that I worked with our two senators, and we were able to get funding included in the defense budget to require a study to be done on the health impact, not only on the cause of contamination, but following people who have been exposed to these PFOAs, and just determine exactly what the health impact is. Anecdotally, we hear really serious problems, but we want to get our arms around exactly how big the health problem is. And so that hopefully that study will be underway very soon, and we'll be able to, within a year or, well, a few years, and it will take a while because it's a longitudinal study. But we've got to get our arms around what the real health implication of this is, and that's one of the things we were able to get funded.
And I'm going to give a little bit of credit here to Governor Snyder here in Michigan. When he realized the extent of the problem here in Michigan last fall, he put a plan in motion that will bring testing labs here to Michigan, because right now in Michigan, for example, there's no lab that can we can go out and have the water tested directly here in Michigan. We have to ship it out of state. Well, that's going to change.
Right.
And I think that's important, and I think you would probably agree with me. We probably need testing labs all over the country, because whether it's Camp Lejeune or the now closed Wordsmith Air Force Base or wherever it is, obviously our military is important, but keeping the folks safe there and in the water. I mean, we've got these PFAS and PFOAs are in the Au Sable River now. I mean, the famed trout right. stream has these chemicals. You can't eat the fish. I mean, I wouldn't.
Right. And I think the point you make, I you know, to be fair, you know, because I've had my own criticisms of the Snyder administration and the MDEQ. I've been impressed with the way they've responded to this. You know, they acted quickly. They acted aggressively. They set a fairly high standard. And Mr. Delaney specifically has done a very good job of taking this on and not ignoring it at all, not covering it up, but just saying, look, this is a real problem and we need real action.
So what do you think? I mean, obviously we're in a day and age when every nickel counts, and you're right, we need to prioritize. What would you think would be a good way to go? I mean, would you put together a group of people to go out and test water? How would you approach this? Right, and regardless of whether, we don't necessarily need the report from the feds. I mean, it's nice to have and all, but we have enough reports out there. You and I know full well this is a problem for citizens across this country. We can make some substantial moves forward. What would you do?
I think we'd start with the military sites, where we know not only we can more easily determine the extent of the problem, and we actually know who's responsible. It's the United States government. Where it gets more complicated is when it's, you know, private interests, some of which are long gone, that are essentially the polluter in this case. But this is going to be, to answer your question, this is going to be an ongoing problem for a long time. And I think we just need to start right now with what we know and try to deal with the issues. Here's the thing. There's a cost that comes with ignoring the problem, and there will be a cost that comes with addressing the problem. I would much rather prefer us try to figure out the extent of the problem and roll up our sleeves and start trying to solve it. It will cost money, though. There's no question about it. It
reminds me of that old commercial on television. You can pay me now or you can pay me later, but you're going to pay me.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way that is. I think this is one of those things, I think you would also agree, Congressman. This is a bipartisan thing. I mean, water is water. And in Michigan, we have more fresh water than any place in the world, and it's the one natural resource Michigan has more of than any place in the world, and we should be very, very active in protecting it as best we can. I'll give you the last word.
No, that's exactly right, and I've been really impressed with the Snyder administration and my Republican colleagues. We've all been rowing in the same direction on this thing. It transcends any political division. This is about basic public health, and I'm glad that we're taking it on, and I hope that we can get this information out as quickly as we can.
I appreciate you being here. It's an important topic, and I look forward to talking to you about it again sometime soon. Congressman
Thank
Dan
you.
Kildee from Michigan's 5th Congressional District, have a great day.
Thank you much, too.
All right, there you have it. It's a serious problem. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put up that report from Michigan that was published back, I believe, in 2011-12. We're going to put it on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. You can read it for yourself. It's long. It's detailed. We're going to put as much of it up as we can. We'll do that over the next couple of days. This is a serious health issue that you should know about. It's the Steve Gruber Show.